In a precedent-shattering ruling on January 21st, the U.S. Supreme Court overturned seven previous decisions by removing all limits on corporate spending and political campaigns. In the 5-4 decision in Citizens United versus Federal Election Commission, the majority removed restrictions on campaign expenditures for corporations, labor unions, and nonprofit groups, declaring these limits violated the First Amendment's free speech principles. In his dissenting opinion, Justice John Paul Stevens was scathing in his criticism of the court's majority when he said, "The rule announced today that Congress must treat corporations exactly like human speakers in the political realm represents a radical change in the law. The court's decision is at war with the views of generations of Americans." In response to the ruling, President Obama vowed to pass legislation that would require shareholders to vote before a corporation could spend money in elections, require companies that pay for candidate advertising to identify themselves, and restrict corporations with big government contracts from buying campaign ads. Other groups are promoting remedies such as public financing for federal candidates and an amendment to the U.S. Constitution that would establish that money is not speech, and that human beings, not corporations, are entitled to constitutional rights. Between the Lines, Scott Harris spoke with BBC TV investigative reporter Greg Palast, who looks at the court decision and the billions of dollars that will likely now be pumped into U.S. election campaigns from American and foreign corporations, as well as overseas governments.
There was a corporation which put up money to run an attack piece, a smear on Hillary Clinton, called Hillary the Movie. Well, corporations are allowed to do that, actually, as long as they're not actually supporting a candidate. They can smear a candidate, but they can't support one, and they can't do it within 30 days of an election. That's the current rule. This group was really, in the first place, simply asking to bust the 30-day rule on so-called independent spending. You know, we can smear, but we can't support. The justices said, hey, man, we'll not only give you that, we're not only give you the pig snout, we're going to take it all the way back to the pigs behind and the squeal. The court, the charge being led by Chief Justice Roberts, said no restrictions on corporations, including campaign giving, nothing like that. We're going to go way beyond this case. Not only remove the 30-day limit, you're going to be able to have corporations donate to campaigns, no limitations, go have fun, open the checkbooks. And that's what this decision ended up doing, 5-4, very bitter, to the point where you know, Stevens, who's a pretty calm guy, was saying, this basically defames the entire court. No one's going to believe the court anymore, as if they did after Bush v. Gore anyway.
As you point out in your article, individual citizens in the United States are limited to $2,300 to give to a presidential candidate in a given year. That doesn't change. So corporations can they can send a $1 trillion check to any candidate they like, but citizens are still limited to this $2,300 limit. Is that right?
That's the interpretation I've gotten from the constitutional lawyers I've spoken to of this decision. It looks like they're, like, really disguised the limit. And the other thing is, even if they say, okay, well, a corporation has a $2,300 limit on, say, a presidential campaign, you can have 92 corporations. You have hedge funds which have 200 corporations for every little investment vehicle they have. They can, you know, you can have gazillions of corporations, at all for the purpose of making campaign donations. I mean, I have to tell you, there's been a big distraction in this discussion. I've heard congressmen and public citizen and others complain, oh my God, Exxon and Bank of America, and Obama said this, Wall Street banks are going to put tremendous amount of money into political campaigns. They already have. I'm not worried, frankly, about Bank of America and Exxon and the others, because they're already loading the system. But they load it under certain rules. Mainly, they can't be secret. Bank of America, as a corporation, can't give any money. And yet they're listed as a major donor to Barack Obama's campaign. The reason is that people who work with Bank of America bundle up their checks, but you can look at every name of the giver behind Bank of America and see that they're who they are, what they do at Bank of America, what their job is, and how much they gave, and that they are United States citizens. Under the new rule, forget about it. UBS, United Bank of Switzerland, was just fined nearly $750 million for cheating the U.S. Treasury, helping tax cheats. So we fined them. Our government fined this Swiss bank $750 million for monkey business. Well, Now, is it worth it for the Swiss to take, instead of $750 million fine, take a quarter of a billion dollars, and buy themselves 5 or 6 U.S. senators? You know, it's cheaper. So it's cheaper for them to buy the system than to accept the fines, and then the sky's the limit. The People's Liberation Army of China, they supply clothing to Walmart through a label called New Order, believe it or not. The Chinese army is called New Order Label Clothes. Well, I assume that they have an incorporation in the U.S. If not, they can get one. Hey, it's worth it to them to put a couple $1 billion in the campaign. You know, as I said, billion. We're now going to be looking at $1 billion donations. That's a guarantee lockup. And not from Exxon, but from foreign sources.
Well, Greg, just a final question. Is there any silver lining to the Supreme Court decision in that it could serve as a wake-up call for citizens of this country to know with certainty that democracy has been for a long time an endangered species, and with this ruling, it will almost certainly die without some changes? Could we limit the activities of corporations by issuing new types of corporate charters that government issues? Yeah, is there anything that we can do to really alter how this thing's going to play out?
Right. There is a lot that can be done. I was disappointed when Public Citizen said that the only thing that could be done was a constitutional amendment. Nuh-uh. Even Roberts said himself, you could restrict corporations from using foreign money. One would be that every corporation has to certify that it has no foreign owners before they can donate, or they have to reveal their stockholders list. They won't want to do that. Divulge who your stockholders are. If there's any foreign stockholders, we want to know who they are. Who are you? And the one thing that corporations aren't going to do is say who they really are, and especially some of these so-called not-for-profits that are going to be putting money into campaigns, which is a bit crazy. As a natural, flesh-and-blood, real citizen, you have to say who you are when you donate. So why not require corporations to, in fact, adhere to the same rules that real human beings adhere to? Now, if Congress did that, that would actually virtually stop this game at the front end. But, you know, you'll be surprised. All these teabaggers and flag wavers who say, yeah, America first, if you say, well, don't you believe that we should say only American corporations, only American-owned corporations should be allowed to put money in our campaigns? You won't hear a word from them. Believe me, you won't hear a word from them.
That was Greg Palast, BBC TV investigative reporter and author of The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. Read his article, Manchurian Candidates, Supreme Court Allows China and Others Unlimited Spending in U.S. Elections, online at gregpalast.com.